Okay, Jay Diamond here for Alan Colmes, and I'm told we're going to... Alan, when? After a little later in the program, Joel?
Probably a little bit later in the program, yeah.
Okay, we'll hear from Alan tonight, and so get ready for that, because I really must inquire of him what it was like to sit there during the splendid opening pageant, which was a cross between the Passion Play at Oberammergau in Germany every 10 years and Hee Haw. And it was all white. It was so white, about 50 singers and beautifully bejeweled and begowned women with hairdos, beautiful bouffant hair, and so southern. It looked like one of those plantation balls they have on Jefferson Davis Day down in South Carolina. All right. Just one thing. I'm going to get to the phones immediately. My email address, jdiamondny@yahoo.com. That's jaydiamondny@yahoo.com. Yahoo.com. jaydiamondny@yahoo.com. All right. And do we have that clip? I want to hear and then I'm going to get to the phones. Say hello to Louie in New Jersey. Hello, Louie or Lewis.
Hey, Jay. How you doing
today? Hi.
Can you educate me? I'm trying to figure out exactly what the attraction is for regular Joe like myself that are not wealthy people. What's the attraction to being a Republican?
Oh, well, that's easy. They're gonna cut the corporate tax rate down to zero, so the multinational corporations that you are fortunate enough to work for will have more of an incentive to shift your job to Malaysia, and then you'll know you're a good American, starving and out in the street with blood on your face in service to anything but a socialism that would require those people to keep your job here where you actually live. You're fighting the war against communism by voting for the GOP.
We're starting to resemble a third world country, and we still have idiots in this country that are actually voting against things that would benefit them and benefit their families.
Because they're willing to sacrifice themselves to make America less socialist.
Wow.
And to preserve American freedom. Don't forget, Fred Thompson says he wants a big, tall, high fence. So we're going to fence in this country while the multinational corporations who belong to no country, only to their shareholders and their CEO and their board of directors, they are going to be empowered to ship your job to Malaysia, even move their headquarters to Malaysia, and they won't have to pay any taxes, and so they have an incentive to move your job away. And that's okay, because you're never going to have to worry that you'll be sacrificed to the whim of communist, socialist, liberal, democratic medicine. You're going to be able to die by yourself in a charity ward, hooked up to nothing more than a catheter of a saline solution. That's if you're lucky, if private charity wants to pay that for you. So you're going to die young, but you will never die a communist. And you'll be, if you ever want to escape this country, that fence keeps people in the same way it keeps other people out. So you should be happy. You'll die, but you'll die a free American, unsocialized.
And somebody that has any kind of common sense should realize that the people trying to come into this country are coming because they consider this country the greatest country on earth. That's the attraction for people trying to migrate to this country. And when you turn this country into a third world country, you know, I don't know. I don't know where we're going. It's mind-boggling when you hear what people think about and what they say.
Yes, and
just to belong to a party that absolutely doesn't care about.
Well, the party has spokesmen and paid propagandists and poll takers, and it has there's a whole industry about keeping the nation and people not quite as smart as you befuddled and killing themselves, really, in the interest of an elite core of investors who wants to run the world. So I appreciate your call. I really do. Thank you very much. And let's go to that clip three. Clip three, Mike Huckabee says, if we're leading into a recession, a big reason is gas prices, and he explains why.
I hope we're not headed toward a recession, but if we are, there's four factors that'll be the reason. The first one is fuel prices. When gasoline gets as high as it is, and oil goes to $100 a barrel, it impacts the way people live. But it may not impact people at the top, but people who barely make it from paycheck to paycheck know that it doesn't just affect the fuel going to and from work. Everything they reach for on the shelf of their store costs more because it took more money to transport it to that store. So that's the first thing we have to realize, is with our dependency upon foreign oil, if we don't begin to reverse that and become energy independent, we well could continue this enslavement to foreign oil and ultimately wreck our economy.
Well, then I'd ask him, the follow-up would be, well, do you support the California's efforts under Republican Governor Schwarzenegger to raise the minimum mileage standards from about 30 to 50 miles per gallon in their automobiles for the state of California? Because when they tried to do that, the Bush government said, no, you can't do it. Bush has an energy policy, and we don't want to raise the standards that high. They're called CAFE standards, C-A-F-E. But we believe that the federal government should tell the states what to do. So Schwarzenegger said, well, wait a minute. Don't you guys always talk about states' rights? Isn't that one of your conservative principles? Well, sure it is. It's a conservative principle unless Florida wants to count their votes, Oregon and Washington want to legalize medical marijuana, and California wants to require automakers to give people 50 miles a gallon rather than 30. Then we don't believe in states' rights. We like states' rights when it's convenient for us. And by the way, Mike Huckabee, you said that oil is when it goes to $100 a barrel. When it goes to $100 a barrel for a barrel of oil, when Bush became president, when he was sworn in on that fateful day of January 20th, 2001, the price of oil was just under $20 a barrel. And by the way, the market responds to political events. So when you warmonger and saber rattle at Iran, which contains, 25% of the world's oil supply, when you rattle the saber at them, what do you think that does to the markets? It raises the price of oil from $100 a barrel to $300 a barrel. And then your price for a gallon of gasoline will be $12 or $15 a gallon. But hey, We're speaking to infants, so let's tell them all these contradictory, bogus things as because they're good sound bites. So let's to recapitulate. We want to lower the price of a barrel of oil while we make war on Iran, which will raise the price of a barrel of oil. Brilliant. Okay, Dave is in Ohio. It's Jay Diamond in for Alan Combs. Hello, Dave.
Yeah.
Hi.
It's just lower by doing what Americans do.
I'm sorry?
Capitalism.
What's that?
Capitalism.
Uh-huh.
Period.
Oh, capitalism will lower the price of oil.
Yes, it will.
Well, why didn't it lower it in the last 3 years? Were we communists?
We did not let it work.
We didn't let capitalism work.
That's right.
Well, it worked if you're an oil company. Exxon made record profits of $10.5 billion the last quarter of last year.
Yep. They sure did.
Well, but so I don't understand. How is that going to lower the price? It seems to be raising. The capitalism seems to be raising the price.
They put a cap on their profits.
What's that?
So they put a cap on the profits.
No, they haven't.
So,
no, they haven't done that.
They have.
All right. Well, they haven't, but
they
we
have.
Can't argue. They have not. I have not. Hello? All right. Well, thank you for that very wise remark. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a typical GOP voter, and his vote negates your sane vote. Okay, Dan is in Toledo, Ohio. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to vote for Huckabee because, you know, I believe like he does that, you know, we need to re-Christianize this country and the world for that matter. You know, I believe that his stance as a Christian leader, as he has proclaimed, is what this country needs. You know, we obviously are a Christian nation. You know, we put people to death as capital punishment, as
well, do you think we should
Numbers, the Book of Numbers orders us to do so.
That's right, but the Book of Numbers says that we should do it by stoning.
Well, you know, however it gets done, so be it. But
Do you believe in biblical capital punishment, which would require stoning?
Well, it just says to be surely put to death. It gives a myriad of ways to do it, but we do it by lethal injection, which is very humane. And I believe that, you know, it's obvious proof that we are a Christian nation, and
well, it is, because
to our roots.
Did you see the pageant of the national anthem tonight at the GOP debate?
It reminded me of some of the wonderful gospel churches of the South that I've had the grace to visit, and I'm a diehard Republican, and I believe that we need more God, and those who don't believe, you know, in our Lord Jesus, might as well get to the back of the line, just like the illegals, so.
That's right. All right. Well, I appreciate your point of view. I appreciate a man with conviction, particularly about 20 or 30 years. Mike is in Buffalo. Hello, Mike. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
I heard your compassion about the socialized medicine saving the children.
No, there was no talk about compassion. What you heard was my demand for justice.
Right.
I don't believe in compassion in politics. I don't think anybody ever got anywhere begging for Massa to let him feed out of his hand. I think that people who have been on the short end of the stick got it because they fought for it.
Well, you were being a little sarcastic about that the child wasn't being saved because of Hillary Clinton's socialized.
No, I didn't talk. No, I said I asked Rudy Giuliani if he'd been paying premiums
right.
for his daughter for
right.
17. Will you please let me finish?
Well, you don't let me say nothing.
No,
go
no,
ahead.
I because you summed me up wrong. I was merely setting it straight. I'm not allowed to do that.
Go ahead.
All right. So I said that how would he feel if your 17-year-old daughter was in the ICU and he'd been paying premiums? I said paying premiums.
Right.
Paying. Well, whoa. And then the insurance company rejected the operation. Would he feel that his daughter died in a good cause? And would he allow that to happen? And I'm asking you the same question.
Well,
do you have a child?
This is really
do you have a child?
Yes, I have three.
All right, so if you paid premiums for them, would you feel okay if they refused to honor the policy?
Well, you know, there'd be my kids, and I would absolutely not. But the
okay,
point
so
I'm bringing up...
Why should social, anybody? So, of course
the
you...
The point I'm bringing up is about the socialized medicine that Hillary Clinton and Bin Laden there always talk about.
Bin Laden? He's running for president?
Obama or something?
Oh, he's the same as Bin Laden.
Well,
I'm so
what's
stupid.
His middle name, Hussein?
You know what? I'm so non-conservative, I forgot that Bin Laden is actually the same as Barack Obama. How silly of me. You know,
medicine?
That's really great. No. I want you to speak louder so the normal people listening will know who the GOP supporters are.
I will speak louder. Socialized medicine, I'll translate it for you for Hillary Clinton and Obama there, is actually socialized abortion is what they're going after because they've already genocide 50 million babies.
Well, wait a minute.
You were talking about the compassion of the illegals. If we would have not aborted 50 million children in this country, that the Clintons led the charge on, okay? That there is no compassion for children coming out of the Democratic Party. Because if there was, abortion would be illegal.
Well, Joel just told me abortions went down when Clinton was president.
That's an absolute lie.
Joel, is
covered
that... Come on, Joel.
It's absolutely the truth. Abortions went down because there were less...
It's an absolute lie covered up by the Clinton administration, okay? And we have...
Ladies and gentlemen, this man... Just give me one second.
I'll tell you right
Mike,
now...
Mike, I've let you talk. Just wait one second. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike is a typical GOP voter. I want you to... If you're independent and wavering, I want you to tape Mike off the radio and play him so you know what you're getting in bed with if you should ever weaken and vote for the GOP. Hey, Mike, thanks. You came in handy. Okay? Okay. This is Jay Diamond in for Alan Combs. All right, Jay Diamond in for Alan Combs, and Alan himself will be in here shortly. He'll be calling us from South Carolina, where he witnessed the spectacle, which is euphemistically called a GOP debate. Gosh, I wish I had DVR'd it. I'd want that in my waning moments. President Reagan is joining me tonight, too. He's gotten one of his customary reprieves from heaven, where he sits at the chair at the throne of the Lord himself. Well, you know, I can tell you that the Lord said that he'd been waiting for me since he created the world about 5,800 years ago. Well, no, thank you. What did you think of the debate tonight? I have never seen such an assemblage of blithering idiots in my entire life, and the idea that these people could invoke my name for the nefarious outright lies that they try to inflict on their fellow Americans is something that makes me ashamed that I was ever a member of the GOP, which, what does that stand for? Let's see, Mark Foley, Larry Craig. Oh, that's the gay old party. Okay, yes, I suppose that's what it means. But ask yourself, but to Americans I say, Jay, ask yourself this question. Were you better? No. There's a different question. 20 years from now, will Republicans be asking their progeny, what would Bush do? I can tell you this, that if they are, they'll ask it with a mind toward finding out so they can do the opposite. All right. Abdul is in Tallahassee, Florida. Hello, Abdul.
Hello.
Hello.
I guess the thing... My theory, you were talking a little while back, talking about why is lower income very attractive to the Republican Party, and you got to keep this simple things, you know. It doesn't matter if we're not illegal war or going out the economy and stuff, as long as three things stay intact. Don't take away my M16 rifle, you know, restrict abortion as much as possible, and of course, as long as you keep the gays from marrying, that's what matters.
It's very important. It's on the top of, it's on the refrigerator of Fred Thompson.
Exactly.
By the way, Fred Thompson here, your name is Abdul, ain't it?
Yes.
That better be an Irish type name, right?
No, not a Muslim.
Abdul. What's that?
Yeah, Abdul. Not a Muslim.
Yeah, well, we're going to build a 100-foot fence right outside your house, Abdul.
I know. Exactly. Watch me. I'm Abdul. You better watch out.
That's right. I got you right now on the call ID, and we'll be for. Okay.
Good night.
I appreciate your call. Jackie in Madison, Wisconsin. Well, I think that's a hotbed of liberalism out there in Madison, Wisconsin.
You betcha. Hey, thanks for taking my call, Jay. I'm a regular Alan Colmes listener, and, this is the first time I've heard your presentation. Let me say, first of all, you do some great impressions, and I think it's a real talent you've got there. What I want to say, it's not a sin to be wealthy. You seem to think that the rich are evil, and well, I'm a Republican, and I don't believe that I'm either dumb or evil. It would have been nice to hear the debate this evening, except for your ranting and raving and foaming at the mouth. Honestly, you sound more like a hysterical woman than Alan, if possible. In fact, you're more bombastic and pompous than Rush Limbaugh.
All right. Well, let me answer
you. Stick to the impressions.
Let me answer you.
Yeah.
There was nothing in anything I said tonight that would give an average, reasonable, normal human the idea that I hated people who made money.
Okay.
Right. So I think that you have to justify what you said.
Oh,
since I say you're making it up.
Oh.
Here's what I say.
Okay.
Here's what I say. Because I critique the GOP right-wing fanatics that were on the stage tonight, you made an assumption that's put into your head by GOP propagandists in print and other media. What did I say? Can you identify something I said where I hate rich people?
No, not necessarily. But it seems
right. So why did you? If I wouldn't have stopped you like a hockey goalie, somebody just turning on the radio might have thought you were telling the truth. But I can understand why you cavalierly don't tell the truth, because your political movement exists to lie to people, and you're comfortable with it. You don't even realize you're lying. I think you need to examine yourself and your motivations and the bad things you do so you don't lie to people in the future. This is Jay Diamond. We'll be right back here on the Alan Colmes Show. Fred Thompson, before you get back to the telephones, can I just clarify something I said? You said you made fun of me, mocked me out, I guess, for talking about how I want a high fence right here to keep out the illegal people. I don't know. Some people say there's no such thing as an illegal person, but I disagree with them. And you made fun of my saying that I wanted the high fence there, and I just want you to know it. And then you said, as if it meant something bad necessarily, that we might use that fence just the way we use it to keep people out. We might use it to keep some other folks in at some point in the future, like the Ruskies did in Berlin. They kept the people out. They want to keep their people in there. There might come a time when many Americans looked around and the government's snooping in their bedroom and seeing who they marry or have sex with or watching on TV, because your cable company keeps a record. They know what you're looking at. And some of you people have porn channels, and some of you have liberal channels. You might be watching a liberal show someday. It might come down hard on you for doing that. It might be tough to listen to a liberal radio program. Fact, it already is. But reason why we want to keep people in at some point is not to deny them liberty, but to protect them from falling off and wandering out one night if they're drunk or he'd get into a fight and wandering out in the middle of the night and falling off the edge of the earth. So we're going to protect you by putting up a fence to where the border is, and so you can't fall into the abyss the way people can fall off the flat earth, which is a good one of the prime tenets of the GOP, flat earth, and it's been here for 5,800 years old. All right, well, thank you very much. Mike, there's a clip here. It's very short. It's only 4 seconds. Mitt Romney, clip two. The Mitster says we need to cut taxes on the middle class.
We're going to have to reduce taxes on middle-income Americans immediately.
Well, you mean, why didn't Bush do that? Yeah, he's implying that President Bush didn't cut taxes on middle-class people. And Bush always says that he did. I guess Mitt agrees with the communists in the Democratic Party who say that the Bush tax cuts were weighted disproportionately in favor of extremely wealthy people, like the top 1% of the wealthy people in the whole country. And besides, why do you have to cut taxes on the middle class? We all know that if you cut taxes on the wealthiest people and corporations, it trickles down and eventually the middle class benefits. So I guess this means Mitt is saying, A, Bush did not cut taxes on the middle class. He cut them all for rich, and now he wants to cut taxes on the middle class. By the way, Mitt didn't say anything about cutting taxes for the rich. So maybe Mitt ate some Cheerios this morning that had a few stray granules of communism in them. Rosa is in Brooklyn. Hello, Rosa. Hello.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hello, Jay. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And I hope you'll allow me to speak, you know, without, you know, shooting me down before I can even finish my thought. Let me just say this.
Why didn't you just give me the benefit of the doubt rather than immediately at the beginning imply to people listening that I'm such a lowlife I wouldn't do it?
Because you keep doing it to everybody.
No, I listen to people. They insult me. It's all in your mind.
No, it's not a GOP mind.
I want to make you feel comfortable. Well, go ahead, my friend.
All right, but just stop criticizing. Stop trying to...
I won't criticize.
Brainwash.
I won't criticize ever. I'll go on and do a talk radio show with no criticism.
All right, to make a point. Saying about, you know, jobs going overseas. It was Clinton that signed NAFTA to begin with. It opened up the borders.
Wait a minute. So who's arguing?
I said, let me, but you're blaming the GOP.
Well, they're all free traders.
But of course they are, because your party, okay, the same with some of people in my party.
Listen to me. I don't have a party. Take it easy.
Whatever.
Calm down.
Okay, well, liberal.
Let's not yell at each other. Let me talk.
Right. Okay.
There's only one identity I have politically that's totally reliable. No. You know what I am?
I have no idea.
A non-right winger. I don't know what I am. I know what I'm not. Listen to me. I can't tell you what foods I like, but I can tell you I'm never going to drink poison. In the same way, I know what I'm not ever going to do. I'm never going to take the political poison of right-wingers in the GOP.
But what makes you think that everybody's a right-winger that's up there? You even had the nerve to blame Giuliani for the death of a girl.
No, I didn't.
Okay, I heard you on the radio loud and clear.
Uh-huh.
You kept driving the point home that Giuliani was directly responsible for what Sidna did.
No, I didn't.
Girl.
No, I asked.
That's because I'm a legal immigrant in this country.
Illegal? Get her phone number, Joel, and report her. I want her out.
I'm legal.
Where are you from?
You're
probably from Pakistan or Afghanistan.
And if I was, I would probably come and visit you. But anyway, no, I'm not. Okay, I am not. Okay, let's have a good time here.
Can I talk to you? Can I? You let me say
no,
one.
No, because you're not making me make my point.
All right. Well, you never
like
get to it.
No, I want to be able to talk to you.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Just because it's your show, that doesn't mean...
We're in Brooklyn. It's not. It's Alan's show. Where are you in Brooklyn?
I'm not telling you. Your friend Alan.
Yeah, you're not telling me.
People.
Yeah, you're.
You
that's smart. Protect yourself. Like, I'm really going
to...
When I get off here tonight, I'm going to go follow you home.
Oh, you can come over.
Yeah, you don't sound like you're Carmen Electra, Rosa. You don't sound like you're in any contest for Carmen Electra Award.
I'm not Carmen Electra. I'm just trying to make a point, okay?
I'm trying to
tell you that as the only party that advocates to totally give illegals who are criminals who have committed crimes in this country, okay, is your party, the Democrats. All right.
Let me
was signed by Clinton. Okay.
All right.
The only reason
Darling.
The oil goes up to $100 a barrel is because demand and supply. You have China and
well,
you
no,
have...
Well, no. I agree with you.
Oh, no. Okay, fine.
Now, can I please talk to you?
Why are you blaming Republicans?
I'm going to talk to you if you let me.
And
you
also, one more point I want to make before you answer me. I'm a New Yorker.
How does Alan do?
What the heck did Hillary do for New York?
All right. Let me never mind that.
Now.
Here.
Okay.
All right. I agree with you that the price of oil is a function of supply and demand, unless the supply is manipulated by the refiners. It has been already proven beyond a doubt they take refineries down. They make believe something's wrong to jack up the price. But we'll go to that another day. But if it is a matter of supply and demand, why do you have every one of these candidates up there tonight saying that we're going to make the price lower?
You're supposed to go and explore for new sources.
All right.
You're
okay.
not allowed these companies to explore.
They're not allowed to explore?
No, you don't, because God forbid that there is a single bird on a particular spot.
Well, I know a little something about oil. Let me tell you about the ANWR. At best, there's a 6-month supply for the United States oil requirements there, but beyond that, do you know the difference between the oil in ANWR and the oil in Saudi Arabia? Do you know what the difference is?
Go ahead, tell me.
All right. The difference is that in ANWR, it's 5 miles down. In Saudi Arabia, it's 30 feet down.
Nice.
In ANWR, there's a mile of solid rock in those 5 miles. They've got to drill through that. The price is not the same, that it costs so much more to go down the 5 miles through a mile of rock that you can't compare it to drilling for oil 30 feet where it's coming out like Jed Clampett. People talk every day about the oil business. They have no clue. But I appreciate your call, Rosa. Thank you very much. Let's go away for a minute. This is Jay Diamond. I'll be right back. You know, I hope when you listen to the voice of the right-wingers that call me and castigate me and make stuff up. By the way, I never said Giuliani said he's responsible. He, of course, if he's president and he continues this, he will certainly be partially responsible for a system of refusing to provide health care to the citizens he purports to lead. But I merely said, how would he, as a father, react? He's got a daughter the same age as the daughter that the insurance company murdered a couple of weeks ago by refusing the operation after her dad had been paying premiums for 17 years. Well, how can anybody not see the injustice in that? And I said, how would he feel? And I still say that right now, Rosa. How would he feel? That's it. That's different than saying he's responsible. How would he feel if it happened to him? Would he inveigh about socialized medicine? But more to the point, with respect to the price of oil, here's what Mike Huckabee said tonight in the debate And he said that in the Straits of Hormuz, we'll show our enemies that if they come after us, well, you listen.
I'm going to trust that the president, with the information that he had and that those commanders had, made the right decision. I think we need to make it very clear, not just to the Iranians, but to anybody, that if you think you're going to engage the United States military, be prepared not simply to have a battle. Be prepared first to put your sights on the American vessel, and then be prepared that the next thing you see will be the gates of hell, for that is exactly what you will see after that.
But sir,
see, this belligerent nincompoop, he's rattling the saber, threatening war with Iran. This is a man who, what was the story that embarrassed him the other day, Joel, when he didn't know the NEI came out absolving Iran of trying to get an A-bomb? And I think there was another foreign policy gaffe he had that doesn't come to mind right now. But I have a question for you people Huckabee is the same guy who earlier in the debate said it's terrible that oil is $100 a barrel. What did this ignoramus think would be the effect on the oil futures market if he were president and said, we're going to show Iran the gates of hell? Iran has what, 25% of the world's oil supply? That'll send it to $300 a barrel. And this knucklehead wants to be president. All right, Roger is in Kingman, Arizona. It's Jay Diamond for Alan Combs. Hello, Roger.
Hello, Mr. Diamond. You do a fantastic job. I enjoy your impersonations, and I really think you're a marvelous debater. But I think you do a wonderful job bringing people to the GOP because...
Well, then you should be... Well, then you should be pleased. I agree with you. Sit back and wait for November. I wish I could fast forward my wristwatch because I can't wait. The results are going to be stupendous. I'm going to be trying on and off the radio to do just as you say. I'm going to say exactly like I say tonight, and we'll see in November of 2008 the great triumphant landslide for the GOP. In a pig's eye, we'll see it. Are you there? He gave up. All right. This is the Alan Combs Show, and I'm Jay Diamond. This is the Alan Combs Show. I'm Jay Diamond, and Alan will be with us at some point in the next hour, and he'll be on the telephone from South Carolina, where he witnessed the spectacle euphemistically called the GOP debate. My email is jaydiamondny@yahoo.com. That's jaydiamondny@yahoo.com. jaydiamondny@yahoo.com. And here's Mark in Albany. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, Jay, first of all, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I consider myself an American nationalist. I put this country first and its people. First of all, what we should do as far as we don't even need to have a border fence. All you got to do is start locking up the employers who hire these illegal aliens knowingly. Second of all, when you talk about Huckabee, what he said, actually, I don't think he went far enough. I think the president should long ago have seized the oil fields of Saudi Arabia and Iran, not the countries now, not to have a guerrilla war to have to deal with like in Iraq. Just seize them damn oil fields, you know? That's all. I know you disagree
You mean steal their oil?
Yeah, I take it.
Take
period.
It.
These Arabs don't need it. Go live in a...
Wait a minute. I got a question. What if someday the communist China sends an armada here and decides to take something we have?
They feel strong enough, try it.
So, well,
we have the might to do it to the Saudis.
Are you going to do it? Well, wait. How much of an army? Don't you think we're a little bogged down in Iraq right now?
I said we shouldn't be in Iraq. We should be. We should have occupied some Saudi oil fields instead. Don't you understand what I just said?
No, I didn't understand that.
I mean, it's not that.
No, different. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the voice of right wingers in the United States.
I'm not a right.
I present to you Mark of Albany, and he says to attack and steal the oil of other countries, and that's a great prescription. We're going to need a big army for that. Are we going to tax you to steal the oil?
You know what it would take to take a... We could take a commando force.
Commando. Do you have any military experience?
Yes, I do.
Wait a minute. No. Are you think we could just land there and maintain and occupy and administer their oil fields with a commando force of what, 11
well,
people?
We would have to have more than that to occupy.
Very brilliant. No,
but
Mark,
it wouldn't
that's
take
a,
much. We
it's very
have
no,
to
no.
Have
no you
country.
Speak like a man with great wisdom and great knowledge of military tactics.
Anything but shut off your mouth on a radio. That's
okay.
All
right. Well, this is the voice of the Bush movement,
and
folks.
I'm not, I'm not a Bush man. I hate Bush.
No. Okay. This is the voice of liberalism.
I'm not a liberal.
Okay. This is the voice.
I'm a nationalist.
The voice of the GOP.
We need an American Putin. That's what we need.
Are you a nationalist or a national socialist?
I think we need an American Putin.
All right. I think it's Putin.
Like Michael Savage says.
Michael Savage?
The great Michael Savage.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Michael Savage fan.
And you used to believe the same
way, Jay. No, I never did. I never did. Never did.
You sure did.
I believed in national health care in 1990. That's what I believed in. And a lot of people have ideas about what I believed in, but no. I don't believe in stealing the oil from Saudi Arabia, nor have I ever. This is Jay Diamond on the Alan Combs Show.